Hello and welcome to GermanPodcast.de. I'm not fully recovered yet from my Transalp trip. Last week I went Transalp with the DRV Summit, an organization that is connected to the Deutsche Alpenverein. We went biking across the Alps from the Bodensee in the north of Switzerland right to the south to Lucano across the San Bernardino Pass. The trip took us 6 days, and each night we slept in a different city, in a different hotel, so we did see a lot of Switzerland. And for me, this was special because it was organized by a German company, and all the people, we were 11 people, and all were German. And all my other trips, my climbing trips, were always from a Swiss organization, and all the other people were Swiss. So this was a good opportunity for me to observe some, let's say, cultural differences. It was fun. I really enjoyed it to be with Germans again, and that is because Germans make different jokes. Yeah, we are more like the English a little bit. We like our humor a little bit tougher, maybe more dirty, I would say, more sarcasm, while the Swiss are, what's called fine here in Switzerland. We are a little bit, maybe soft. I don't know how to say it, but we don't make as much dirty jokes. We don't laugh about each other. We take more care of each other. So it was fun to be able to, laugh about stupid things. I mean, it was really stupid. And maybe one reason was because we did drink a lot of beer. I certainly did drink more than on the other trips. That might have been part of the fun. No, really. Sagt man so hier, nein, wirklich. Oder ich sag das oft. I always say, nein, wirklich. No, really. Okay, nein, wirklich. When we were sitting in the hotel in the evening, we're eating. In Switzerland, when the tables are prepared, there are always wine glasses on the table, and two, one for white and one for red wine. Because the Swiss are, they're a little bit crazy about wine. So anyway, there's these glasses, and then the German come in, 11 people, everybody sits down, everybody orders beer, everybody. Maybe a Panache, which is beer with Sprite, or maybe a beer without alcohol, but always something with beer. So the waitress has to take away all the glasses. And if you look around in the restaurant, you can always see on which table there are Germans and which table there are the Swiss. Because the Swiss are drinking wine and the Germans are drinking beer. Mostly. I mean, of course, there are Swiss people who drink beer and there are Germans who drink wine, but if everybody at the table is drinking beer, you can be sure it's a German group. I shared a room with Oliver. Oliver has a dancing school in a small town near Hannover in the north of Germany. He has never done something like this Alp crossing before. So I asked him what he thinks or what he thought about the trip. And here's what he has to say. Sorry about the quality. I have recorded it with my MP3 player. So hier ist Oliver.
Hi, ich bin's, Olli. Für mich geht gerade ein richtig großer Traum in Erfüllung, weil ich bin gerade auf einem Transalp und habe es fast geschafft. Wir sind heute über einen richtig großen, oder für mich jedenfalls richtig hohen Pass gefahren und das war schon richtig heftig und jetzt heißt es, wir müssen nur noch bergab fahren und dann ist die ganze Geschichte gelaufen. Es hat mir super viel Spaß gemacht, weil ich habe super viele tolle Erlebnisse gehabt, habe ganz nette Leute kennengelernt, super interessante, völlig verschiedene Leute und kann nur jedem empfehlen, das auch nachzumachen. Am besten, man fährt von Friedrichshafen direkt nach Livorno Lucano, ganz genau. Weil das eine super geile Strecke ist. Okay, also euch viel Spaß.
Ja, thank you, Oliver. Danke, Oliver. Oliver comes from Hannover, which is in the north of Germany. And that means that he doesn't have an accent. He speaks reines Hochdeutsch. Pure Higher German. I don't know how it's called in English. Hochdeutsch. So he doesn't have an accent. Like me, I come from the same area. Okay. So that was Transalp. And I want to use this opportunity to talk a little bit about vocabulary that's connected to biking and all this. We had this, and we have talked about bike and parts of the bike in older lessons, so you might want to take a look at those if you're interested. So, a bike on German is Fahrrad. Yeah, Fahrrad. And we Swiss, no, not we Swiss, but here in Switzerland, the people say Velo. It's the same, Velo. Fahrrad. So, what's German for bike? Bicycle? Fahrrad. And how do the Swiss call it? Velo. Mm-hmm. Now, let's say you're on a bike trip, Transalp maybe, and you're not sure where you are or where you have to go, so you want to ask for the way. Could you do this? Like, ask, how do you get to, say, Appenzell? Yeah, imagine you're stopping at a corner and asking an old woman. Old people are always helpful, so I always try to ask old people. So there's an old woman and you ask her, where's the way to Appenzell? I would start with something like, entschuldigen Sie, pardon me, excuse me, entschuldigen Sie, wissen Sie, wo es nach Appenzell geht? That means, do you know where is the way to Appenzell? Entschuldigen Sie, wissen Sie, wo es nach Appenzell geht? Oh, if I think that I'm on the right way and I just want to make sure that it is really the right way, I would ask her, entschuldigen Sie, ist das der Weg nach Appenzell? Let's say that it's evening, you are tired, and you are looking for a hotel where you can stay. How would you ask a woman, the same old woman, where you can find a cheap hotel where you can sleep, including your bike? I would start again with entschuldigen Sie, wissen Sie, wo ein billiges Hotel ist? Do you know where there is a cheap hotel? Wo ich mit meinem Fahrrad schlafen kann? Where I can sleep with my bike? So again, entschuldigen Sie, wissen Sie, wo ich ein billiges Hotel finden kann, wo ich mit meinem Fahrrad schlafen kann? Of course, you could also ask, where you can find an expensive hotel. Entschuldigen Sie, wissen Sie, wo ich ein teures Hotel finde, wo ich mit meinem Fahrrad schlafen kann? Yes, and a good question is always, where is the next station? So, again, the same old woman, how would you ask her for the way to the station? Entschuldigen Sie, wissen Sie, wo es zum Bahnhof geht? Bahnhof is the station. And let's say that you want to buy a map. Map is Karte on German. Karte, die Karte. And I ask the old woman, entschuldigen Sie, wissen Sie, wo ich eine Karte kaufen kann? Oder sogar noch besser, wissen Sie, wo ich eine Karte der Region kaufen kann? Do you know where I can buy a map of the region? Entschuldigen Sie, wissen Sie, wo ich eine Karte der Region kaufen kann? So, so map ist Karte, die Karte. Eine Postkarte, Postkarte ist also die Karte. Die Postkarte, but we usually say die Karte. So it's better to say that you want to be more specific, like I want to buy a Karte der Region or eine Landkarte. Oder maybe eine Velokarte, eine Fahrradkarte oder natürlich eine Autokarte. Okay, that's it for today. I've put a few pictures on the homepage and I'm still, like I said, I'm still not fully recovered. I mean, it wasn't too tough. It was an easy route across the Alps, but it still was a route across the Alps and I didn't sleep very well. So I have to, yeah, recover some more. I'm not sure what I'm going to do with the rest of my holidays. I'm going to try to find something interesting next week, like go climbing in Sardinia, or maybe in Greece, or maybe take my bike and yeah, drive across the Alps a few times more. I mean, I have nothing else to do with my time. So, yeah, I will let you know what I do. Okay, wir haben Sonntag, den 26.08. Es ist jetzt 9 Uhr am Abend. Es war furchtbar heiß heute. Ich war natürlich klettern und Velofahren und baden im See und jetzt bin ich wirklich müde und gehe jetzt ins Bett. Also, tschüss.